Dave, you are on the Rosie on the House radio program. We appreciate the call. You're talking trees with John Eisenhower, ISA certified arborist in studio. What can he help you with this morning, sir?
Well, good morning, and thank you for taking my call. We live in a condominium complex in North Scottsdale, and we have a predominance of Palo Verde trees, and about a dozen of them have become infested with mistletoe. Of varying stages, some just have, I guess, one bloom, others multiple blooms on the trees. And we're trying as an organization, as a board, to make a decision, what do we do about this? Do we have to remove the trees? Can we just trim the mistletoe off and in some way treat it? I'm hoping maybe you can provide a little, shed a little light on that, on what your thoughts are about that.
Well, mistletoe is a parasite that gets into trees of various types, and it is, in most cases, it is not a threat to the overall health of the tree. In heavy infestations, it can start to diminish the health of the tree. It can be robbing the tree. It's actually living off of the vascular system of the host tree. But if you only have a sprig here or a sprig there, it isn't likely to threaten the tree. In fact, if you have some just one or two areas of infestation, you can actually just or infection, you can just cut them out. If it's in smaller branches out on the perimeter of the tree, try to go back to good wood somewhere 2 or 3 feet below the site of the mistletoe and actually get rid of those. The problem is the birds will take the, you know, feed on the seeds, and then they'll carry them on their beaks and their feet to other trees in the area. One thing we do recommend in terms of controls is there's no chemical controls that are very effective, because whatever's affecting the mistletoe would, of course, be transferred into the host plant and could kill could hurt the tree. So there's no real chemical remedy for it. But you can, in the spring, try to remove it sometime before it blooms. You'll start seeing it'll start to set little buds in the spring, and then they'll bloom, and they'll create a sticky little fruit. And the birds will come and eat the fruit, and there's some who say that the birds sometimes get drunk on eating the little fermented seeds, and they'll stumble their way through the desert spreading those little seeds on their beaks and their talons to various plants through the desert. But you want to try to prevent that, because that's your first line of control, is to try to remove it physically from the trees before it blooms in the spring. Then it can grow all year long. And it's not going to be spreading. It's only spread by the seeds getting transferred to other plants. The other thing you
can't... That's the second tree plant you've talked about getting drunk from. How many are there, John?
It's probably more.
Is this what they teach in ISA classes?
Well, you're going to get a little bit of that.
Have fun on the job.
And I'm not an ethnobotanist by any stretch, but there are some edibles out there in the desert that can do certain crazy things to you. You know, we did find those gypsum seeds out in the when we were up at that, looking at those junipers up in, mm-hmm. You know, we saw those gypsum plants with all those beautiful blooms. Those are apparently, you know, very crazy dangerous to eat. They can give you a cheap high, and people back in the 60s and 70s used to go get that gypsum seed and crack those open and eat them. And they can be pretty dangerous, cause you to go blind, I heard, if you take too much. So, yeah.
In the wilderness where you find them is not a place you would want to go blind. You'd never find your way back.
That's right. Now, where were we?
Clippers.
There is a treatment, real quick.
Okay.
You know, you can take places where you remove the mistletoe from a branch. You can try wrapping the branch with black plastic and duct tape, so you actually prevent it from getting any sunlight to that site, with the hopes that you'll kill the mistletoe. It's a little unsightly because you have these black bands throughout your tree, but I have heard that it is an effective way of reducing the sunlight and actually starving the mistletoe from being able to grow.
Kind of like solarizing
soil. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're not going to have time to get into sustainable pruning, but one point I wanted to make, or have you make, if you cut that out, that mistletoe.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with your clippers before you cut anything else?
Yeah, you'd want to probably sterilize them. A little bit of Lysol or a little bit of light bleach solution. before you go on to make another cut.
And is that just good practice in general when you're done cutting to treat
sterilize your pruning equipment? It
before
always
your next
is good.
Use?
Sure, it's always good in case you do have some sooty cake or some other bacterial or fungal pathogens that are on your pruning equipment. You certainly don't want to pass it along to another plant.
Now, we're not going to have time to take the next call, so let's just talk real quick about Integrity Tree Service. Y'all have been in business in around...
Going on 26 years.
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost as long as the broadcast.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, we have a commercial and residential tree maintenance company, and we would be happy to help anyone with their tree work. If you have any needs, we have several certified arborists work with the company to come out and take a look at your trees and give you a heads up on what you might need.
Y'all also have a wonderful host of information on your website. And you can often be found teaching at the Botanical Gardens.
That's right. Be there in November, November 15th on Sunday. We've got a pruning class coming up. Sign up.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.